Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 49 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLoshon project, to think before we speak. The Chafetz Chaim introduced a concept that simply saying that a person lacks an attribute, even without saying that they did anything bad, is also Loshon Hara. He gives an example regarding wisdom. If you were to say about somebody, She'enenu chacham kol kach, he's not as smart as people think he is. Rak ma'at hu yodea betorah, he knows a little Torah. Va'ayidei ze nismait madregoso be'eneihem, and through that, the people view the object of the discussion with less stature. Certainly, the Chafetz Chaim maintains, that's called Lashon Hara, Shekavonoso lelo toeles, because there was no purpose in doing that. Rak lahashpiles chaveiro, the entire purpose was that you felt badly, that he's getting too much honor, that he's respected too much, you needed to lower him. In order to fully appreciate how serious this is, and that it goes into the category of Lashon Hara, even though it's merely Shelilas HaMa'alos, lacking an attribute, but not saying that he did anything wrong, the Chafetz Chaim suggests, how would you feel if it became known to you that someone was saying about you, She'incha chacham, that you're not so smart? Wouldn't you have great complaints against the person? And you would scream in your heart, Masimane shtusra alai, what did he see about me that he would talk like that? Ein zeki imro alev, that's evil. Baal lashon hara, you would call him a baal lashon hara, that he's only trying to lower other people. The Chafetz Chaim points out that there is something distinctly more wrong and more problematic about this type of Lashon Hara, which is not that the person did anything wrong per se, but just that they lack attributes. Number one, machmas hamisaper, regarding the person who's talking. Because if we're talking about something that the person did wrong, one could at least justify, perhaps, that he's mechaven likinas ha'emes, that he's trying to set truth in its place. And even though it's questionable that he really needs to set truth in its place and let everybody know the wrongdoing that was done, but at least there's some dimension of truthful clarification that a person could think he's doing. However, when a person is simply stating that someone lacks attributes, he's maligning them for no purpose at all, Rakliganos lachaveru ulahashpilo, other than to lower the person in the eyes of the listeners. That's from the perspective of the speaker. Mitzad hamekabel, the people who are receiving the lashon hara, there's also something a bit devious about this type of lashon hara, because if a person relates facts, im yisparer achakach shehu sheker, if it was revealed that it was false, then the speaker would be ridiculed. He would be a fool. He would be no longer trusted. But over here, what the person is doing is he's not speaking factual lashon hara. He's giving his opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and it can't be disproven, it can't be clarified, and therefore the person goes around feeling that they did not do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I just expressed my opinion. On such people, it is said, they do the evil, and it's clear that they did it. But they say, I did no wrong. Again, the concept that speaking about someone's lacking attributes, not so smart, not so organized, whatever the topic may be, is also included in Lashon Hara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.